This is Robert Lee Scott. Date of birth is one twenty one, 1960. You don't have to put the date on it. This is a 63-year-old gentleman was seen for a face-to-face evaluation today, period. And the paragraph, this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Mr. Scott is currently in hospice with history of cerebrovascular accident causing left-sided weakness. He also suffers with hypertension. His blood pressure was quite elevated today at the time of evaluation, 162 over 53, with a O2 sat of 95% and pulse of 70, period. He states that he's tremendous amount of pain. His current medication is not holding him, period. He also states that he's been losing weight. He's had decreased appetite. He's wheelchair bound, ADL dependent, has accidents with bowel, bladder incontinent, wears pull-ups, period. His weight loss has caused his LMAC to drop down to 26 centimeter, period. He has a PPS score of 40% at this time, period. He requires help with most ADL, and his has difficulty with ambulation, of course, related to his CVA, period. He also suffers from hypertension, anxiety, heart failure, dysphagia, period. Let's see. He also has a history of myocardial infarction. He initially had a 20-pound weight loss and continues to lose weight. He has fatigue most of the time. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day now. His swallowing is affected by dysphagia. He must eat very slowly. This causes loss of appetite and a decreased interest in food, period. Let's see what else I want to say about him. Let's see, one second. I went over his medication list, which includes his medication includes Lexapro, 10 milligram once a day, Lisinopril, Boni hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram once a day, which he has not taken yet. Patient is a smoker. We talked about smoking cessation. He also states that his current pain medication is not helping him and would like to get on a different regimen. He's already finished his Tylenol number 3 regimen for the past, Tylenol number 3 supplies for the past 2 weeks because of his increased pain. This will be communicated with the hospice medical director and hospice nurse via a copy of evaluation today. Let's see. So on top where you put patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, also put down patient is currently in his second benefit period, extending from 7/16 to 10/2025 to 10/13/2025. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say about him. His previous MAC was reported at 28 centimeter. Was found to be at 26 centimeter today, which is significant for weight loss for the reasons mentioned above. He also has evidence of protein calorie malnutrition with severe muscle wasting in the lower and upper extremities and temporal region period. That's it. Thank you.